K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Ooh, recording on this Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. My name is Eddie Gritter III, all things K-State sports. Well, that is fall sports coming pretty soon. Football, cross country, men's, women's golf, and so much more. First time listening to this podcast, K-State Nation. If you're new to the podcast, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you go ahead. If you're not subscribed already, please hit the subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Yes, including this holiday weekend, 4th of July, which is going down tomorrow. And throughout the weekend, y'all, you first be notified about content. So we, again, just so y'all know, we're going to be posting content at night. So, but if breaking news does happen, we will post it in the lunch hour like we've been for a majority of the summer until a couple of days ago. Figure, you know what, it's the month of July. Everything's kind of quieted down a little bit, but it's still post content, but it's going to be in prime time. So be on the lookout for that, obviously. But if big news happens, we'll definitely hop back on the mic here. And we'll record it and we'll get it about as soon as possible. But yeah, we're going to kind of switch things up for the month of July and have episodes for you in prime time. So be on the lookout for those as well. Sticking with football, yes, another day closer to Kansas State, Iowa State, August 23rd in Dublin, Ireland for the Aer Lingus Football Classic, which kicks off the 2025 football season. And I'm only going to do the first team. Well, this might be more biased. This is a K-State podcast, but we're just going to focus in on the first team All-American, or probably say first team Athlon Sports anyways. So I came across this on the Twitter, on the Instagram feed not too long ago. Athlon Sports, and this is from Athlon Sports only, right? We're just going to focus on this, right? Preseason All-American, right? So we have two of them land on the preseason All-American list. And this combination, first team, Athlon Sports, All-American, that includes Dylan Edwards, your multi-speed demon. And on the defensive side, we talked about these two throughout, and rightfully so, right? Austin Romaine, the leader, now on that defense now, linebacker for K-State. And of course, your multi-purpose back, Dylan Edwards. Yeah, I'm still getting the football. Feel it, but hey, we're getting that much closer, right? So these two guys, obviously, if Kansas State's gonna contend for a Big 12 championship, these guys need to be on the field. And obviously, gotta start with Dylan Edwards. And we're not the only podcast that clamor for more touches for this guy. Speaking for all the K-State podcasts, clamoring for Dylan Edwards to touch the ball more. This guy, obviously a game changer. He's proven it. A home run hitter. We've seen it. Rate Bowl. Change the game around. If that does not happen, and I said it on the Reaction Edition, when it went down, when K-State beat Rutgers, if he doesn't go yard, the first play of that drive, when Rutgers scored, I think we lose that ball game. There's no way around it. Obviously, you think back to the punt return against Arizona, and there are several times in that season or last year that he changed the game around, and the Rate Bowl is the perfect example of that. He can change it on a swing of a dime. Home run hitter. That's what I'm talking about. And Matt Wells now taking over play calling, saying that we got to take care of – saying we got to get the ball in our playmaker's hands. Well, he needs to do that, because Dylan Edwards obviously is one of those guys for sure. Top of the list, really, up next to Avery Johnson for sure. Dylan Edwards last year, I have his stats pulled up. Let me see here. I don't have his entire stats, but well, maybe I do actually. 546 yards on the ground. On 74 touchdowns. I only got the rushing touchdowns up here for the time being. Obviously, I mentioned that punt return for a touchdown against Arizona. 5 rushing touchdowns a season ago. And, of course, back in 23, Over 300 yards rushing there on 76 carries there as well. And of course, let's not forget Dylan Edwards, your MVP last year in that Rate Bowl, almost going 200 yards on the ground. So again, man, 196 to be exact. And he had two touchdowns. Yeah, that touchdown flipped the game around in case it was able to battle back. Look, that would have embarrassed that. Look, you're already on razor's edge there. Still kind of stumbling into that bowl game again. K-State, after being 7-1, finishing 1-3 for the season. You gotta finish. You gotta finish. It's gonna be the big thing this year for this whole football team. You gotta finish strong. If you're gonna get back to Texas and compete for a Big 12 title, you gotta have all your playmakers. Obviously, injuries happen, but if this team can stay healthy, watch out, folks, for this K-State team, obviously. Oh, that's not what I wanted there. That's the wrong person. Let me see if I can do this. Let me see if I can. There we go. Let me see. Austin Romaine. Yes, this is a Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Eddie Gritter III. Athlon Sports came out with their preseason teams. And I'm just going to focus on the first team, obviously. Dylan Edwards, one of them, and you flip it up to the defensive side of the ball, Austin Romaine, and you know his name's been popping up on K-State podcast there, and rightfully so, right? Coming off of a great season, 96 tackles, almost 100 tackles for Romaine last year, really coming on to his own. He's going to be one of those, the main clog, he and Des Purnell, over there. Purnell's back for his extra season as well. So you're solid right there. Maybe a little concerned about the depth in that space a little bit. But you have you're replacing Austin Moore, a tackling machine, and Austin Romaine. So you're placing an Austin with another Austin, which he is really risen to the occasion. Got a lot of experience, and so I expect that he's going to be the main force behind a defensive line that's got a lot of depth and the back end as well. You got to stay on the field as well. I have no worries. Again, knock on wood whatsoever. And look, I talked about this defense last week on this podcast. I expect this squad that was, top 50 in scoring defense last year. I expect this team, and they're trying to make some tweaks and changes. Maybe that's not where I did not. That has some tweaks here and there to this defense. I'm hearing 4-2-5 somewhere in there, or 3-3-5, but 4-2-5 is what I've been hearing mostly throughout the summer so far. When it comes to Joe Klineman's the defense coordinator's defense there. So Austin Romaine, a solid year last year, Big 12 recognition. The year before that, obviously, he had. I might be having that wrong there. I had it wrong here. Yeah, 54 tackles. Excuse me. I had to double check that for a minute. 54 tackles, 2 sacks, 3 forced fumbles there for Austin Romaine. So, again, he's going to take another step forward in his junior season with a team, with a defense. Obviously, everybody's looking at that offense. But, again, everything has to work together within it, through the engine, right? So the defense obviously has a lot of key pieces back. Like I just said, Des Purnell alongside with Romaine. You have VJ Payne on the backside, Colby McAllister back there, Kobe Stubblebean, who's going to go to Big 12 Media Days. He, Obi Izar, Ryan Davis, and others as well that I can't name up right now. So again, that KC defense is going to be stingy here in 2025. It needs to be. Again, if K-State is going to go back to contend for a Big 12 title, this defense needs to take another step forward in the right direction. And with Joe Klineman, they've been a solid defense again. And we'll talk about more about this defense as it gets closer. We're going to talk more on the Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, myself and Alex Aiden, coming out of the holiday weekend. We're going to start breaking down this roster again like we usually do. Position, talk about the positions and whatnot and what needs to happen. Obviously, Alex is going to be ran for his takes. So definitely looking forward to his takes for the rest of July. And those episodes will be recorded on Monday, starting this upcoming Monday. So we're gonna get on a schedule. Yep, I'm gonna start hammering this thing home, getting it right. And of course, when the season starts, we will obviously have my reaction like we did last year on this podcast to every game. And then of course, on Mondays, I'll bring on Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast over there for bonus content, by the way. Yeah, so you want more bonus coverage there, go tune in there. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast over there. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast over there. So yeah, I look forward to it there. So you're going to get my reaction, obviously, after every football game for K-State here in 2025. And of course, Mondays, of course, along with football, I might sprinkle in maybe a volleyball update somewhere in there, or a soccer update somewhere in there. So we're going to get a little bit creative over there on the Poppy channel. But everything stay the same. Postcast, if you've been with us since the very beginning, or you've been in and out, you've been with it, joining us, or you joined us in the beginning of the year, or somewhere in between, you know that we're going to talk after every K-State athletic game, whether that's cross-country, a basketball game, soccer game, all that fun stuff. You're going to get immediate reaction. So the next day reaction. So definitely, I advise you again to subscribe to this podcast. Again, Austro Maine, first team Athlon Sports preseason that K-State Instagram posted. And of course, Dylan Edwards, the electrifying Dylan Edwards on the offensive side of the ball there for Kansas State Wildcats. Alex Aiden. Oh, and by the way, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.